All right, here we go. Defense is on one. Offense is on two. Here we go.
We're back here on Giants.com. I am John Schmelk. As our position preview series continues, today we're going to take a look at the offensive line. Now, if there's one position the Giants focus on in the offseason to try to make improvement on the current roster, it was at the offensive line position. They added a number of veterans to the mix to try to get Eli Manning better protection and to open up more holes in the running game. But let's start with one of the incumbents, and that's at left tackle. Will Beatty broke his leg late in the year. Now he's been rehabbing. He didn't participate in mandatory minicamp. He didn't participate in OTAs. But he's rehabbing, and he hopes he'll be back and ready to go by the time training camp shows up at the end of July.
They're not saying what day of camp, but camp is telling me that when you take this break come Thursday, you're preparing yourself to get ready to come back on the 21st. So they're not putting any numbers out there in the head, but it's making sure you're ready because we got 5 preseason games. Let's use these to our advantage. We got the new offensive system in play. So an extra preseason game is going to work towards our advantage and make sure that I can do as much as I can so I get out there and it's not, oh, this is all new to him. He ain't touched nobody in forever.
Now, the Giants did bring in veteran Charles Brown to back up Will Beatty, and James Brewer is still here. He's in his 4th year, a former 4th-round pick for the Giants, to provide some depth at tackle. Now, they also have the option to perhaps move over Justin Pugh. Now, he played left tackle at Syracuse, but had a lot of success playing right tackle for the Giants last year. He's someone they could move over, but considering how well he played on the right side in 2013, they prefer to let him stay put and really grow in that position to be a long-term answer on the right side of that line. The Giants also have Troy Kropog and Stephen Baker as depth at offensive tackle. Now, the Giants really tried to beef up at guard over the course of the offseason. They brought in a gigantic man, Jeff Schwartz from Kansas City. He was one of the better guards in football last year. The Giants got him at a very reasonable price. He'll be slotted in at one of the guard positions. The other guard, the Giants hope, will be veteran Chris Snee. Now, he's recovering from both hip and elbow surgeries. He participated in a lot of the spring work, but he had to sit out minicamp because his elbow acted up a little bit. It's nothing serious. Chris Snee hopes to be back for camp, and he's going to try to put some more weight on as well between now and the end of July when camp begins. Chris Snee is very excited to get blocking for a very talented group of running backs.
A lot of talent. You know, my eyes always focus on the BC guy to begin with, but you know, it's a talented backfield, and you know, it's only more, I mean, more incentive for us to do our job up front because we know what's behind us, and you know, a lot of guys who are, you know, will be patient, you know, find the holes, and like I said, it's our job to give them a crease to run through. But definitely big, powerful guys back there.
Now, the Giants have a lot of depth at that guard position behind those two veterans. First, you have Brandon Mosley. He's shown a lot of potential in his 3rd year. He had the chance to play last season, but suffered an injury and missed the last couple games of the year. But the Giants give him every opportunity to win that playing time. Then you have John Jerry. He was brought in from the Dolphins last season, but he's recovering from surgery, didn't do a whole lot of work in spring practice. Finally, there's Eric Herman, a 7th-round pick last year. He's someone the Giants are developing, and they believe could become a good offensive lineman in the National Football League. Now you go to the center position. The Giants have 3 guys at center that could start in the National Football League, and 2 guys that have. First, J.D. Walton. He was a starter for Denver 2 years ago with Peyton Manning, with Tim Tebow before that. Now, he missed the last year and a half or so with a really bad ankle injury, but it's healed. He's working with the first team, and he looks good. Allen Reynolds is the 3rd-string guy right now. He was a starter for the Eagles, got brought in by the Giants last season for depth. Then you have Weston Richburg. He was a Giants' 2nd-round pick out of Colorado State. They love his smarts. They love his athleticism. We had a chance to speak to Giants offensive line coach Pat Flaherty. He loves what these centers bring to the field, and so far he's very impressed.
They're getting better every day. They really are. They are, you know, a lot of those guys in that room, besides J.D. And Weston, are really taking the bull by the horn and challenging themselves to learn the offense. So I've been pleased from that standpoint of the learning part that's going on each and every day.
The Giants have a ton of depth on the offensive line. It really was a focus of their offseason. They went about their business to get better up front, and they did just that. But there will be a lot of competition for roster spots. A lot of guys with talent, but a lot fewer spots available on the roster. So it'll be really fun watching these guys get at it when the pads come on in the summer. Because remember, minicamp, OTAs, there are no pads. There's no contact. But in training camp, these guys get to open up and let loose, and it should be a lot of fun to see. For Giants.com, that's the offensive line. I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.